El Paso's sixth Wall of Giants is dedicated to the community of Fort Bliss, and it opens today with a parade starting at 4:30 p.m. My guest is Marilu Valenzuela from the El Paso Museum of History. Welcome, Marilu.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, we're excited. So the Wall of Giants, it's the sixth one, but will you kind of take us back to the concept? What is the overarching concept of the Wall of Giants?
This Wall of Giants started 6 years ago with the first one dedicated to Don Haskins. Actually, that was the first one. And the idea of the Wall of Giants started with our museum director. Her name is Julia Bossinger. One day she went to the court and she saw this mural by Tom Lee. She realized, because she's not from here, she's from Bulgaria, she realized that El Paso is so rich in history and culture. So she tried to make something to honor the giants of El Paso. And Tom Lee was one of them. That's how the Wall of Giants started, the idea of honoring the giants of El Paso. And then she met a couple of people from the community, and they created a group called Circle of Giants. And they are helping us in organizing every event, every display, every year.
How nice. So this community group, they kind of come up with the concepts and suggest them to you all, and then you kind of say, okay, let's go with this one.
Exactly. They decide what group or who to honor for the following year.
Y'all have quite a giant for your sixth one. I mean, Fort Bliss is such a force in our community.
Exactly. It's very interesting. It's so rich in history. So this is our sixth giant.
So we kick off today with a parade. Let's talk about the parade. Give us the details.
Exactly. We're having more than 100 soldiers marching in this parade. We're going to start in front of San Jacinto Plaza. It's on the corner of Mesa and Main Street at 4:30. And this is a military parade. It's only soldiers marching. And we're going to walk, terminating at the Museum of History.
How nice. And anybody can come out, right? I mean,
exactly.
It's open to the public.
It's open and free.
And what happens following the parade?
We're having the speeches, of course, the national anthem, and we're having the army band playing. And we're having important figures at the event. We're having Mayor Oscar Leeser. We're having the general and the sergeant from Fort Bliss.
Nice.
And, of course, our representative from UTIP, because, as you know, last year we honored UTIP for its 100 years anniversary.
Oh, yeah. I think we all know that UTIP had its centennial. It was everywhere. And now with the plaza, I think we're done.
Yes,
right?
We're done. And then after that, we're having the ribbon cutting. And after that, at 6 p.m., we're having the celebration. You know, we're having live music with musical group Azúcar.
Oh, fun. Some salsa dancing.
Salsa, country, and a little bit of everything, actually.
Nice.
And we're having some finger foods and activities for the kids. So it's a family event.
So you could go out and spend all evening at the Museum of History
yes,
today.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun.
So let's talk about Fort Bliss. Yeah. It originally started in 1848, but didn't become Fort Bliss until a few years later, when it was 1854. And I was reading a little bit that the focus of the fort initially was to protect the roads between Mexico, New Mexico, and Texas. And as our needs evolve, mm-hmm. so does the mission of the base.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've grown to be so important. I mean,
that's
not
right.
only for us, but mm-hmm. in the nation.
Exactly.
It's incredible. So what does the display look like? What highlights do you all have for us to see?
Well, first of all, it's going to be very colorful. It's going to be full of color. So that's really nice. We're having a timeline about Fort Bliss, of course. The history, how it started and how it has been evolving, you know, throughout the years, and what is Fort Bliss right now. So that's basically where you're going to find. And also we're going to display some uniforms.
And these are uniforms throughout the years, all the changes. How far back do you go with the uniforms?
We're not having so many. We're having just a couple to display. This is not an exhibit. This is just like a timeline with a couple of items. But that's the difference between the exhibit and a display. The exhibit has artifacts. So this is basically just a wall to honor the Giants of El Paso, in this case, Fort Bliss.
Very nice. So do you have any other programming? I know when you do the walls or your displays or exhibits, you have programming throughout the duration of the display. Are you planning on having other programming as the season goes through?
Yes. This exhibit is going to be open for 1 year. And almost every month we're going to have a lecture or crafts or, you know, workshops for family so they can come, like, parents and kids, and they can build something related to the exhibit. So this exhibit is basically for everybody. And yes, we're going to have programming almost every month for the families.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. So the other cool thing is, if you haven't met Digi, you yes. can do that today.
Yes.
How's it going over there with Digi, the digital wall?
Pretty cool. I mean, Digi opened like almost 3 months ago. And we have more than 7,500 pictures in the system. So you can learn about the history, the heritage, and the culture of El Paso. That's very interesting. Of course, you can play with it. So it's interactive. It's even more fun to learn. And definitely, if you have not come to the museum and see Digi, the digital wall, this is the opportunity to enjoy the event and visit Digi.
Great. So just to recap, today at 4:30, you yes. kick off your sixth Wall of Giants. Mm-hmm. This one honors Fort Bliss, and you'll have a parade. You'll have all sorts of programming, food and entertainment around 6 o'clock.
Yes.
So really, you've got a whole afternoon planned out for all El Paso families if they want to come out.
Exactly. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Great. Well, thank you so much. Don't forget, you can honor the Fort Bliss Wall of Giants starting today at 4:30 p.m. at the El Paso Museum of History. And while you're there, you should hang out with Digi too.
Yes, of course.
My guest has been Marilu Valenzuela from the El Paso Museum of History. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for bringing me here.